Hallelujah. And then, and that's exactly what we see, because before, as we read in that Isaiah chapter 6, it was after the tongue was touched, consecrated by the coal of fire in Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah's mouth had to undergo consecration. The lip that has been unclean had to be dealt with. Every uncleanness is removed by that consecration of that coal of fire touching the tongue. It was after then that God began to use him to go and prophesy to Israel. You say you're a prophet and God is going to use your mouth. This period, God will send his fire upon your tongue. So that when you stand to speak, nothing will hinder it. When you speak, heaven will back it up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you speak, fire will come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Yes, the same thing in Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1, read up to verse 7 or so. The high priest, Joshua the high priest, Zechariah chapter 3. Now listen, read it on your own. And they brought a message. The angel came to give him a message. But when he came, he saw a demon standing with him. God cannot use that type of vessel now. And the first thing he did, he tried to cast out that spirit. The spirit resisted. He gave him every reason for the spirit to leave. The spirit stood there. And the angel decided to look very well at the high priest Joshua and found that he was wearing a tattered garment. God cannot use you in a tattered estate like that. God cannot use you in an estate that can make a demon walk with you. There are some ministers that both Satan and angel of God, they walk with them. It will not be my portion. It will not be your portion. There are gifted brothers and sisters that gift is operated both by the angel of God and the demon. How do I know? You say some things, it comes to pass. You say some things, it doesn't come to pass. And when it is that demon that is speaking to you, the solution will be a fetish application. A fetish solution. Carry egg. Bring something that has blood, life good. We sacrifice again when Christ has already paid with his blood. Which blood of an animal again? It's a demon. He had it, oh. He had something, oh. He had something. He actually had it, oh. Don't think he didn't hear. But because you are unclean, therefore, both angel will speak to you and also a demon will speak to you. Because you are unclean. And some people will say you are false. You are false. It is because of your uncleanness. Your heart is unclean. Your mouth is unclean. Your heart, there is hatred there. Your heart, unforgiveness there. Pride there. All inside that heart. All lust. Full that heart. Your lip, uncle, full of gossip. Full of curses. Abuse. And everything else. Even your eye, when they see vision, uncle, you know the things that you carry your internet in the watch. The eye is polluted. Everything is polluted. The type of film you watch with your eye, 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 your eye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, this period is so important. It's so, so important. You see, when God wants me to know the estate of the people, he will cause me to know some things that are happening. Not vision, no. Some, of course, revelation. But this one, koro koro, you go hear and koro koro, you will see it like this with physical eye. You will hear it like this. Your heart will trouble you for 1 week before you recover as a pastor. And I didn't say they are not children of God, though. They are children of God. Amen. But as God's hand is upon them, Satan's hand too is upon them. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But as soon as that garment was changed from Zechariah, from Joshua in Zechariah chapter 3, hallelujah, then you could hear the angel now say, "Thus said the Lord." Now the ministry can begin. Now you can go and prophesy. Now you can go and carry on the instruction of God. You have not been hearing from God. You know now, when you want to do anything, God talks to you. Watch now, how is your dream like now? You that anything you want to ask from God, you know they go meet prophet before now. Somebody, I'm talking to somebody, and many of us are like that. You know now, you know, I'm telling you something, you know, to challenge you to know where to face in your life. How come now, the same you again, you the dream, now you wake up. You cannot remember, come on. Nobody say you not be remember. The truth is that the dream not gain meaning again. Because you saw yourself going to fetch water, and as you fetch water finish, then you carry firewood. Then when you carry firewood, then you see yourself, they swim for water. Then this and then you see yourself, you come the plug mango. Then you come the that tells you that your spirit is in disarray. In fact, in the spirit, you're a madman. If you're not mad, why you go carry this one for here? You go come again, go carry this one here. Then you go enter water, then you begin to go carry firewood. Then before you finish that one, you see yourself a forest in a run. You are mad. You are mad. You are mad. Something went wrong with you. Something wrong with you. See, let me tell you this thing. It is my guide. All of us that you know God is interested in you. Watch it. Satan is much more interested in you. Therefore, you have to make a vow. Satan, you will not get me. And when you make such a vow, a determination, it helps you to check what you are doing. Then I will take off and go and sleep with a woman, Abby. The type of woman Satan will arrange for me will be woman that if I enter once, ministry finished. That is exactly what happens. You are a gifted brother, you are a gifted sister. Now you see everything where witches they do for here, Abby. And you want prophet to tell you that you are marked by Satan. Then you go and involve yourself in these stupid things. Before you know what Satan said, he don't come our territory. Catch him. And then you are there empty. The only thing we hear from you is, in those days, in those days, the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why are you speaking of Jesus yesterday? Where is he today? Something has happened. Use this period and sort it out. All Isaiah said is, "Lord, I am a man of unclean lips." Joshua submitted himself for the garment to be changed. That's what all this is supposed to achieve. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. Let's read it. I beseech you, Apostle Paul, now beg, because he knows the importance of what he wants to say. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, and be ye not conform to this world, but be ye transformed from worldliness by the renewing of your mind, your heart again, your heart, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, you have to live a life that offers your body a living sacrifice. And what is it? But to say, Lord, take over my life. Over and again, I give you my life. I belong to you. Take over. The prayer I used to pray, and I pray that regularly, I say, Lord, a demon will possess a man, and they will say he is mad, because it is only what that demon pushes him to do, he will do. If the demon says, go and lie down inside toilet, he will go and lie down there. If the demon says, go and lie down inside dustbin, he will go and lie down in the dustbin. If he says, go and carry gutter water and drink, he will go and carry it and drink. Because he's no more of his own. I say, Lord, so, Papa, incubate me. Possess me. That anything I will do, let it be only you leading me to do it. It's a powerful prayer point. And I'm telling you, I pray it. And people who live that type of life, they check. And I'm not checking because I'm a pastor. I am never going to heaven because I'm a pastor. I am going in the rapture because I have made my consecration. Because I have ensured my calling and election. And because I have the hope of glory. The hope of glory is not your ministry. The hope of glory is Christ in you. And he comes through the altar of your heart. So clean it up. Clean it up. Hallelujah. Another scripture, 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. Let's read it from verse 20 up to verse 26. Apostle Paul again. Chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2. See the way Apostle Paul put it. But in a great house, that great house, na church. He said, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth. And those vessels, he says, some of those vessels, they are to honor and some to dishonor in the same house. The next verse. So take note of it. Before we read verse 21, take note of it. There are different types of vessels in a great house. That's why you should be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Okay. Now, verse 21. If a man, therefore, purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet, that is suitable for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Verse 22. These are the things you should flee from. Flee also youthful lusts. But follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes, and the servant of the Lord must not strive. You that you say we want God to use you, you must be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, finally, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. And so what is the emphasis there? Hallelujah. It's still talking about you purging yourself of every uncleanness if you will want God to use you. Or if you believe God is saying he will use you, you may be the one delaying your ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the consecration fast for, number three? It is for revival. It's also for revival. In Acts chapter 5, if you read from verse 23, read it down, the whole story, up to verse 31. The revival was going on, and they were facing persecution, the apostles. The Bible says they will cane them, they will beat them, that they should not preach in that name again. And they decided to gather. Hallelujah. and this month we are gathering. Anything that has been hindering your ministry shall disappear. How many people believe that? Hallelujah. When they gather, verse 29, this was their prayer. This was their prayer. Hallelujah. They say, and now, Lord, verse 29, Acts chapter 4, sorry, Acts chapter 4, not chapter 5, Acts chapter 4. It says, and now, Lord, behold, they are threatening. They were threatening them. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. See what happened in verse 31? And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with what? Boldness. And somebody here, that spirit of boldness will come upon you. Oh yes, the thing that has been hindering your ministry will disappear. This Pentecostal age in 1906, it was a group of people led by that black man, Simeon. And then you all know the story. They looked at the Bible. Where are the days of these Acts of Apostles? Where are the days of this miracle? Where are these gifts? Because the Catholic system had closed everything. Even Luther did not restore it. Wesley did not restore it. But it was time for it to be restored. The first thing God did was to put a hunger, to put a test on a group of people. And the history said they would all gather themselves in the church. I think it was a Baptist church also. They would all gather there and be crying, Lord, bring back that God that we see in the Bible. Lord, restore. Lord, restore. And they were there fasting and praying. And suddenly, oh, glory be to God. It was time. But look at the process. It still made them to undergo some consecrated fasting fasts. And so, somebody here, we need a revival. You don't have problem with the Holy Ghost. Your own is revival. Because you know when you receive the Holy Ghost, you just want God to kindle the fire afresh again. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Revival is to be refilled with the power that you once had. You want more. And that is what is consecration. Consecration, to live a consecrated life, is to live a life of always praying and fasting. A praying and a fasting life is a consecrating life. And when you live that type of life, you conquer all besetting sins that we see in Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 1 to 4. The sin that doth easily beset you. We are to face it this period so that when we want to move forward, nothing will drag us back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and to verse 27, Apostle Paul was talking of how that he manages to attain. But how he's able to reach where he's reaching is because he put his body under. He put his body under. Under what? Because we have the flesh and we have the spirit man. So that the spirit man can rule. He put it under. How does he put it under? He was living a fasting and prayer life. If you are going to conquer any sin at all, if you are going to conquer any temptation, any weakness in your life, it must go with a life of consecration. So that it is not only these 21 days. These 21 days is to prepare you for a life of victory against this flesh and against the enemy from all fronts. Hallelujah. Put the body under. And that is what he was speaking in Galatians chapter 5. Let's read it. That's exactly what he was saying. This is how you put the body under. Verse 16 to 18. It says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. To walk in the Spirit is to live a life guided by the Spirit. For the flesh, this your carnal self, lusted against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. The two of them cannot walk together. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And Romans chapter 8, let's read it from verse 5 to verse 10. Romans chapter 8. This is the way Apostle Paul put it, from verse 5 up to verse 10. What did he say? For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, they mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is what? Death, yes, separation from God and wahala up and down. But to be spiritual minded is what? Life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. Like. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, is none of his. And finally, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Praise the Lord. You see, that is how to tame the Spirit, is to live a life of consecration, consecrated lifestyle. I'm rounding up this exhortation by emphasizing something that some people think you cannot fast. Now listen, don't just fast because we have commanded it so. Satan will speak it away from you. Satan will give you reason to drop on the way. Don't also, the only reason that anybody at all can fast and not feel it. You can fast and not feel it. And let me tell you, a spiritual fast, a true spiritual fast, nobody dies. It doesn't kill anybody. It is desperation that gives you the ability to fast. It is desperation. Tell that sister that had lived all her life. The first disappointment. She didn't take it serious until she don't reach one age. All her mates don't marry. Throughout that period that they were telling her, let's go to the mountain and pray, waiting. My husband will come at the appointed time, waiting concern me. My husband will come. Don't worry. It's because she's still 20 years. She's 25 years. Now I want to go to school. I don't even care. Don't mind that Yayema. Don't disappoint me. She's 28 years. Don't mind him. But sister, let's go to the mountain now. She said, what happened? My husband will come. At the appropriate time, you will come. Me, I'm never ready for that yet. Make I can go now. What thing concern me? Don't worry. By the time you don't reach the red line, something will occur to you. Come on. Come on. I'm supposed to be in husband's household. Even if you don't think so, your friends will go yab you. Bad mouthed brothers and sisters. If your mama get bad mouth, by the time they finish with you, before you know what, they talk one thing, something will send you to desperation. And before you know what, say, what is this? Now that time, if they say, go, now you go reach mountain self before they tell you to go. What you could not do before, you find yourself doing it and you don't even feel it. They will remind you, chop now. You say, now lie, I must possess my possession. What will happen? This year, I must enter my husband's house by fire, by force. This man will come,
Monday.
I mean, on Friday be name. You are not going, you know,
this year.
See a picture here. Go marry me. You are not doing that before. Desperation. Take you there. It's because you have not known the importance of the Holy Ghost. It's because you don't even understand salvation. The day it occurs to you. Now they play with my life, so this Jesus will come. I did not go. So if I don't have the Holy Ghost, even if I die, I cannot resurrect. It's more than going to church. Oh. It's more than singing in the church. It's more than preaching in the church. It's more than night vigil. It's more than this. So let me make my call and election sure. Father, give me the Holy Ghost. I say I'm a Christian. I am still living this type of life. I am still lusting. I am still fornicating. I still drink beer. I still find this. I still do this. Anger. I find it difficult to forgive. Lord, I know in this estate I can't make it. Do something, Lord. If you get that desperate, 6 o'clock, too early for you to break it. Try it and see. Share before. You are fast. By the time you reach 12, you are quick to say na ulcer. Doctor say na ulcer. Doctor say na ulcer. So by the time it's 10 o'clock, you are praying for the pain to start so that you break. That is what is in your heart. But in your mouth, you will say, ah. In your heart, you are saying, make hungry, they catch me. Make a chop. You say, God knows I get ulcer. Inside your heart, you are saying, make this altar start now. Make I break my fast. Then in the mouth, you are saying, ah, this ulcer, if you make me go forward, so, wait first. There is a condition you will reach. Your mama, they kill her. Your papa, they kill her. Your brother, they kill him. And you know, say, then they kill everybody. Then you hear revelation, or you see, I say, now you be next. They say, now you be next. Then anywhere you go, they say, ah, I see death. Anywhere you go, I see death. You reach market, somebody went on, you say, ah, sister, pray, oh. I say, coffee. Then somebody tell you, say, thus said the Lord. He said, like you do 3 days dry fasting. Then let me see whether you will not be able to do that fasting because of ulcer. You will finish it before you remember, say, you will get ulcer. Because you are now desperate. And this is how the Bible put it. Psalm 42, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. Psalm 42. This is how he put it. As the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Verse 2. See the prayer. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? As the heart panted after the water brooks. And I've explained this scripture before. The heart is an animal that has a peculiar characteristic. When a hunter shoots that animal, or it incurs any form of wound, blood will be gushing out. The hunter shoots it off. The next thing is, you will see that animal will start to run. Why is it running? There is a characteristic in that animal that once it can drink water, if he gets water and drink, the bleeding will stop and he will not die. So now he knows, they have shot me. I am dying. But if I can get water to drink, I will not die. Imagine the desperation on that animal as you'll be running. And this psalmist, seeking for when he will appear before God, he said that is how his heart panted after God. And anybody that catches a revelation of what this consecration is all about, of what the baptism of the Holy Ghost is all about, it brings a desperation. What if this is my own opportunity? And nobody comes in that desperation and remains the same. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because I know a sister that was crying throughout. After the program finished, she came to me, "Daddy, so I'm a serpent seed." I said, "What happened?" "Upon all the fasting, upon all I did, I didn't receive it." She was desperate. But soon after that, on a Sunday service, God visited her. Before our eyes, until today, she still prophesies in this ministry. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May you also receive that visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, may you also receive that visitation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I've spoken so much. Next Sunday, we shall look at how to make the fast effective. How to make that fast effective. Next Sunday. But for now, may you enter that desperation. Hallelujah. And this fast, listen. I am pregnant. Can I break it by 12? I am a nursing mother. Can I break it by 7:30 in the morning? Listen. Listen very well. The fasting is from 6 in the morning to 6 in the evening. You may drink only water. Of course, you should drink water because we are walking. We are not in a camp. You are walking up and down your offices, wherever it is. You are a laborer. So you should drink water. Water is not food. Drink water. In fact, it is even fasting period is a period to even restore your health. Because you drink that water, it's cleaning some things out of your body. So, but if you are sick and you have to be on some drug, then you cannot fully participate. Just participate within the strength you can take and continue with your medication. And please, don't go and start taking any medication from today. Then, Jesus Christ, he was preparing for the climax of his ministry. He took 3 of his disciples to help him. He said, "Please watch with me." And he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and was praying. By the time he came back, he saw them sleeping. "Can't you watch just 1 hour with me?" He said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Listen, this period, please. We are all very busy people. Make sure the night hours, make sure that you take at least 1 hour to pray. I remember my sister from Spain or Italy, you called me that you were on night duty. Your job is in the night. So how will you do 1 hour with Jesus? Well, choose any 1 hour during the day when you will have enough time to pray. And pray, your prayer is, remember, it's consecration. And the psalm for consecration is Psalm 119. The whole of the psalm, divided into 21, sections, and pray that prayer. It is all for consecration. Within this period, fasting is abstinence. Abstain from anything that gives pleasure to this flesh. Television. All those nonsense Facebook posts and internet, what do you call it? WhatsApp posts that have nothing to add to your spiritual being. Just for 21 days, shut your WhatsApp. But if you need it for anything, maybe your business or anything, then make sure anything that will not edify you spiritually, just ignore it. And just face things. Except you want to use the WhatsApp period to talk to one another, to encourage one another in the consecration period. Stop sending posts within this period to any of us, our brethren, that will not help us in this consecration period. Send scriptures. Send testimonies. Send thus said the Lord. Send things that somebody will read and it will help the person. Edify us spiritually. Within this period, certain music should not be heard. Hallelujah. You are ready for it? Can we stand up and clap our hands for Jesus? Your hand. Amen. Our song as we start this consecration also includes, "See Me Through, Lord Jesus, see me through.
Lord, see me through.
See me through. Lord Jesus, see me through.
There's a race.
There is a race
I must run. There is a victory to be won. Lord, give me power.
Every hour.
Lord, see me true. Cast me not away.
Take this journey. Lord, give me the enablement. Let it be a period I will meet with you. Let it be a period that you will rearrange my life spiritually. Open your mouth and talk to him. Remember, this is between you and God. Let God hear you. Anything you ask him now, that is what he will do for you. pray. In Jesus' name we pray.